This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It could be a job. It could be a relationship. Whatever. What did you quit or end abruptly? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. For Todd in Burien, tell us about the job you left after 9 years.
9 years.
9 years, yeah. I was, I was a really dedicated employee. Oh, good morning, by the way.
What's up, Mike?
And, I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I just said what's up.
Oh, good. I was there for 9 years in a manufacturing environment. So we were building stuff, and I started off in the warehouse. I'd been there 9 years, and they kept promoting me, and then they hired bad management. These guys had no idea what they were doing, and they kept promoting this. The environment where smart manufacturing,
So Todd, when you finally hit that breaking point, did you just march in there and be like, "I'm done," and just like put like your key card down and walk out?
It was. I talked to my manager the Friday before I left, and it was he was just kind of
gotcha.
I'm sorry, a moron. And I had to, I'm like, dude, I gotta go. I came in Monday morning and ended in my bed and said, I'm done. I've gotta go.
Oh, Todd, we gotta run. There's somebody at the door right now. Sorry about that, man. We gotta get that at the door.
Mike in Marysville, tell us about the girl you broke up with.
Oh, hi, everyone. Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Sarah already called me terrible for this, but I thought it was well-deserved. So I dated this girl. We met at work. We were coming up on a year, but I guess the guy before me wasn't that great to her, but it started out as kind of weird, and then it got really controlling. Like, I had to call before I went into work and after, so she knew where I was.
Ooh.
And
she was just worried about your whereabouts and want to make sure you got to work safe.
I'm like, we work at the same place. It wasn't that hard, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, what did it was one day she was getting really short, just snappy with me, so I had to do the guess why I'm mad at you. You should already know why I'm mad at you game. And then I was like, what is your issue? So I went on your Facebook and found a picture of your ex, and I'm like, which one are you talking about? And she actually texted me the picture, and it was from a girl I dated 7 years before I met her.
Jeez.
Wow.
So then how did you break up with her?
She said, yeah, so I ended up, she held our relationship hostage, say, you need to purge all your social media of any girl that isn't me. So had a couple drinks, and I was on the fence, so I did it, and then I called her back, or, I texted her, it's done, you won. She's like, well, I shouldn't have had to ask in the first place.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so then I was just like, Migs, you'll appreciate this. I, like, I just, something came, like, came over me, and I just said, you know what, you're fired. I felt like Mr. McMahon saying that. You know, I turned heel. I am done.
You're fired!
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the thing that bothered me the most, the ex she was talking about was, like, really, really attractive. And the pictures that bothered her the most was my first concert I ever went to, and it was Pain in the Grass, Rob Zombie, and God's Back.
Oh, yeah.
I had deleting that memory really bothered me. And then I went on a single man rampage for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, I'm going to be single forever. And then the next girl I met, I ended up marrying.
That's always Aww. The case. Just when you're not expecting, you find the one you're going to love forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.